WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 67 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at mselev.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police are investigating two more armed robberies in convenience stores. Yesterday afternoon at 2, one black man with an unidentified weapon entered the Ready to Go store on South College south of Coulter and left with an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. Sunday night at 10, two skinny black men went into Sammy's Food Mart at 29th and Barrick across from Bryan High School and struck the clerk before leaving with an undisclosed amount of money. The employee was treated at the scene for minor injuries. 15 vehicles were spray painted in a West Bryan neighborhood. Police report total damage is estimated at $6,500 from the criminal mischief south of Villa Maria and west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The vehicles were parked on Broken Arrow Circle, Sandalwood Lane, Pebblebrook Lane, and Sleepy Hollow Lane. In one incident, it was reported that a firearm was taken from the vehicle. New population numbers are in for the city of College Station.
108,179 residents as of August 1st.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! That's 4,300 more than a year ago.
Okay.
And 24,000 more than 10 years ago.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says residential platting is up 9% compared to 2 years ago when it was 16%. There have been 505 houses platted with about 3 months left in the year. The College Station School Board holds the first of what could be three special meetings tonight to finalize new campus boundaries.
The board decided they wanted more than 3 days to consider the final recommendations of a 37-member committee. Superintendent Clark Ely brought up the interest of a diverse population of more than 13,000 students.
45% of our students are non-white. Over 2,200 of our kids have at least one physical or intellectual disability and challenges before them. Students leave our classrooms and go home and speak 62 different languages in their homes. The ability for our kids to be around other kids who are different than them is extremely important. In fact, every student in College Station ISD deserves the opportunity to go to school with kids who are different than them.
Tonight's meeting starts at 6. According to the agenda, the board could vote on 5th through 12th grade boundaries and or grandfathering policies. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The first of 9 buildings as part of a $300 million conversion of the former Texas A&M Riverside campus is officially underway. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says the Center for Infrastructure Renewal is only the second of its type in the country.
Test that asphalt. Test whether or not that asphalt can be mixed with other materials and things like that for cheaper, greener, better road bases, better concrete, whatever, better infrastructure.
Groundbreaking took place on the $70 million facility, which is a joint operation of the A&M Systems Transportation Institute and Engineering Experiment Station. Heavy rains this spring and summer have taken a toll on the local post oak tree population. Sheila McBride with the Texas Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab says even if trees survived previous droughts, they could still be stressed.
So it was like a nail in the coffin with the rain. And post oaks don't like for there to be a lot of rain or standing water around their roots.
McBride says environmental conditions also trigger plant pathogens, commonly known as root rot, which cause the tree to die. If you think your post oak is dead or stressed, McBride says to wait until the spring before cutting it down in case the tree is able to survive. Due to a high volume of calls this summer, the lab created an information sheet, which will be available on their website, plantclinic.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 67 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law, Glockson Family Partnership, Prosperity Bank, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, and Serve Pro of the Brazos Valley.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
conjunction with the 14th Annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center featuring Kendra Scott, Pink Alliance is excited that October 4th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants, and 5% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
Good morning, it's 610, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly cloudy sky conditions for today. There could be a few widely scattered showers around us as well. Temperatures near 80 degrees during this afternoon. It'll generally become partly cloudy during tonight. Low temperatures 62 to 66. Then basically fair and warm weather into midweek. Sunshine and scattered clouds on Wednesday, 84 to 88. 60s at night. Mostly sunny and 84 to 88 on Thursday. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, Texas A&M baseball had their first fall practice yesterday. In Major League Baseball, the Astros fell to the Mariners while the Rangers were bested by the Brewers, and injuries plague the Texans and the Cowboys. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, what they don't mention in the forecast is that we're going to have north winds through Thursday, too.
Ooh.
Which will be nice. Yesterday, really, one of those days that you'd think, hey, this is what it's supposed to look like in late September and October. And not quite as cool as it should be.
It was. I walked my dog yesterday, though, and I was, like, sweaty by the end.
Yeah, it did.
It was really humid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's because, you know, most of us got some sort of moisture here. But anyhow, rest of the week ought to be pretty nice with highs only in the lower 80s. And then, for instance, if you got football on Thursday and Friday nights, the low's going to be down below 60.
So, woo, bring your parka.
Yeah, exactly. Do that. Get that scarf and wrap that around your neck, because after all, this is our best chance at warm that we get here. But that's okay. It's pretty good stuff. So every kid wants to have something that another kid has. I mean, you know, an object, a lifestyle, whatever. So when a brother and a sister wanted their parents to pick them up after school, like their classmates' parents always did, I mean, instead of asking, police said that the twin fifth graders, so that's like about, what, 11?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10, 11.
Yep. Lied about being nearly kidnapped on their way home from school to scare their parents into picking them up.
Oh, my gosh.
What a great idea.
Yeah, the twins claimed that they were taking a shortcut when men driving a silver van offered them a ride. While the brother ran away, the men grabbed the sister.
Oh, way to go, brother.
According to the kids. Yeah, how chivalrous of you. And again, they're twins, okay? They're twins. You're supposed to take care of your twins.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was only when the sister's cries for help attracted attention of an adult that the kidnappers fled, according to the story. Shocked by the story, the parents called police. However, instead of a silver van and a mysterious pair of men, surveillance video revealed that the twins actually were laughing on their way home.
Surveillance video.
Wow.
Forgot about those cameras, guys.
Busties.
The two admitted to making the story up. Their father promised. Then the father promises to drop them off and pick them up from now on.
So they still get what they want.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's, there you go. That's why we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
That's it. Let's scare our parents and then they'll do what we want them to do.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Information.
Yeah, just remember, just about any place you are, there's probably a camera nearby that'll catch part of that action.
Yeah.
That's right.
Gotta admit, creative, though.
I was
going to
say, they're walking home thinking, let's do this, let's do that. Sure, mom and dad will be glad to pick us up.
They were just bonding. Yeah. Brother, sister bonding.
And yet still, Big Brother is watching us.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Good morning. It's the 27th of September. It's day 271. We got 95 of them to go. It is National Voter Registration Day.
Oh, that's today?
Yeah, just so you know, only 54.8% of eligible U.S. American voters voted in the 2012 presidential election. I guess, you know, that gives you something to shoot for.
I think that number's going to be higher this year.
Well, it probably is. And if you haven't, and, you know, you should, you probably ought to register.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you care, you should register. If you don't care, it doesn't matter, but that's fine.
Anyway. In fact, if you don't care, maybe don't register to vote.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, if you're just kind of trying to find a name to put someplace, that's not what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Okay, it is Chocolate Milk Day.
Ooh.
How does chocolate milk just get a day? That's not fair.
Right? Mm-hmm. Every day is chocolate milk day.
I would hope so.
Come on.
Now, not necessarily going along with that, but it's corned beef hash day as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm
chocolate
sure.
milk and corned beef hash.
Yeah, interesting.
It's Ancestor Appreciation Day, which probably makes sense because if they weren't here, we wouldn't
yeah,
be.
Yeah, we wouldn't
yeah,
be.
So that's kind of cool.
Well do that. And then Crush a Can Day.
Hmm.
So let's see. Not only does this day give you the opportunity of crushing, squeezing, and bending cans into satisfying small shapes, but also a chance to share can compression fun with family
Ooh.
And friends. Yeah.
I can't remember if it was at our house or at my grandparents' house. I'm pretty sure I was at my grandparents' house, but they had one of those can crushers that was like mounted onto the wall.
Yeah, it's a cannibal.
Yes.
I got one of those in my garage.
Oh, man.
It's right above the trash. You just crank, crank.
And yeah. Then... And when we used to go visit, I would just let everyone save their cans for me so I could crush them.
See? I mean, it is.
It's so fun.
I agree. Can squashing is a great way to, well, first of all, help in recycling.
Right, exactly.
But secondly, just think about that.
It's cathartic. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Any safe form of can crushing is permissible. Gather friends together for a crush-a-can ultimate can destruction party.
Okay.
Yeah. Line the cans up and throw rocks or other heavy objects at them before you stomp them into their little tin oblivions. And go on with that. Now, back in the day, before we had this design of cans, you know, beer cans were pretty sturdy. And so, you know, to be able to crush that can with your hand was neat. But, and you know, when you're young enough to be able to have the grip strength to do that, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God Coors came to town. Because they had those wussy little cans like everybody's got now.
It's a little bit easier.
And then you can just crush it against your head.
Yeah, exactly. Look at me.
So
I'm doing that.
The forehead trick came from.
Yeah, exactly. So there.
All right.
Now, we got some birthdays.
Avril Lavigne is 32 today.
Hey.
Nice.
Pretty cool. One of your faves, Scott, Lil Wayne.
Man, I am so glad to hear that.
He's 34 today.
Wow.
So be ready to celebrate that.
Awesome.
Anna Camp is 34. She was Aubrey in the Pitch Perfect movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, she was also on True Blood. Gwyneth Paltrow, 44 today.
Oh,
my. Uh-huh. Cool. Mark Calderon is 46. He was from Color Me Bad in the 90s. Tamara Taylor is 46. She plays Camille on Bones, if you're a Bones fan.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Stephen Jenkins is 52. That's the lead singer of Third Eye Blind from back again, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Cassidy, 58.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
No longer one of the Hardy Boys.
Have a drink for him.
That's right.
Never mind. Oh, no, that's David Cassidy. That's his brother. I'm sorry.
Different guy, yeah.
I'm sorry, Sean.
But you know what? Probably still not a good idea if it runs in the family,
yeah,
you know. Meatloaf, 69 today.
Oh, my gosh. I have the best Meatloaf story.
Mr. Loaf. All right. Lay it on us.
Well, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, one of their songs. It's like 12 minutes long.
Okay.
But it is a favorite of the families, and at my cousin's wedding this weekend, we convinced the DJ to play it.
No,
and we all sang the entire 12-minute song.
Nice,
it was fantastic.
Whoa. You didn't faint at the end like he usually does, did you?
No. Okay. We made it. Everyone made it, and if it wasn't from the song, it was from the booze.
No, did you know? So, did anybody get up on stage, or did they?
We didn't have
turns?
A stage, but we all just kind of got in a circle, and it was like a big family thing.
Right.
And you know, the DJ was really hesitant because he was like, "No, it's a 12-minute song."
And you're like, we know.
So my cousin's the groom, and we're like, Eric, you have to tell him. It's your wedding. And he was like, all right, I got it.
And he's getting paid by the hour. So,
I don't care.
Minutes,
yeah,
boom.
There you go.
Well, Meatloaf released a new album just now recently.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe you'll have another song to sing later on.
Perfect.
At another wedding in your family there. Dennis Lawson, 69 today. He was Wedge Antilles in the Star Wars movies. It was kind of a small part, but for some reason... people just picked up on that character and love him.
That's good.
Randy Bachman, 73. I didn't know that not only was he the guitarist for Bachman Turner Overdrive, but also for Guess Who?
Yes, sir. Yeah. See, you're young. You don't know those things.
Pretty
old,
cool.
Old guys like me remember that.
Yeah, so he's okay. 73 today. And Wilford Brimley, 82.
And he's looked that old for a long time.
He has.
That's what's surprising. Back when he was 52, you're going, really?
Yeah, didn't Cocoon come out like in the 80s?
Right, yeah, exactly. But having that handlebar mustache, it got him to sell a lot of oatmeal for the Quaker Oats people. And then, you know, arthritis medicine after that.
And diabetes.
That's right.
Yep.
So he's finally.
He's the diabetes guy?
Oh, he's the diabetes guy.
Nice.
Wilford Brimley.
Diabetes. That's different. That's it. Exactly right. There you are. It's all right. It's 621.
Green Teams welcomes Texas A&M Student Business Services to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Student Business Services uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So over the past year, liberals have called Donald Trump every single solitary name in the book for wanting to build a wall and secure the border. Now Breitbart, they're reporting that there were 7,712 terrorist encounters that occurred within the United States in 1 year, and many of those encounters occurred near the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, the incidents are characterized as, quote, known or suspected terrorist encounters. Now, some of those encounters occurred near the U.S.-Mexico border at ports of entry, and some occurred in between, indicating that persons known or reasonably suspected of being terrorists, well, they attempted to sneak into the U.S. across the border. In all, the encounters occurred in higher numbers in border states. So is it really that deplorable to want to build a wall and reform our immigration system to keep Americans safe?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,500 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's Tuesday, or as some people call it, Second Monday. And on a day like today, you just might need a laugh. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Well, I got one for you. What are some of the criteria that are important to you when you're buying a car? A good working air conditioning is usually a big deal here in Texas. Maybe you need power windows and power seats. Maybe you want a backup camera. What about buying a car for how it handles? I'd say that's pretty important. But you might just have a problem when you buy a specific car just because of how it handles when you're drunk. Well, apparently, That's what 55-year-old Sharon Bedell did from Towanda, New York. Officers were called to the scene when Sharon crashed her 1965 Chevy Nova into a parked car when she was drunk driving. When the cops got there, Sharon admitted she'd been drinking, but she blamed the accident on the fact that the Chevy was, quote, not my drinking car. Unfortunately, the police report doesn't say what her drinking car is. Hopefully it's something not nicer than a 1965 Chevy Nova. Sharon was charged with aggravated driving while intoxicated. I don't own a drinking car or know exactly what a drinking car would be. But next time you're out buying a car, you know what? Never look for a drinking car. How about that? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
For Kashinka with Your Money Now. Millennial women were supposed to usher in a new era of gender parity in the workplace, but they're facing a corporate world a lot like the one their mothers faced. According to a new survey from McKinsey & Company, 23% of millennial women believe their gender has prevented them from getting ahead at work, only slightly lower than what older generations of women reported. A former Verizon wireless technician is accused of using the company's computers to obtain customers' private call records, plus data showing where customers' phones were, and then selling them to an unnamed private investigator. Authorities say Daniel Traeger, who worked in Alabama, sold the confidential information for more than 4 years. Handwritten notes and letters and the dress from Some Like It Hot are among dozens of personal items actress Marilyn Monroe left to a friend that are up for auction in Los Angeles in November. The collection, with more than 1,200 items, was in Beijing yesterday for a private viewing by Chinese collectors. On Wall Street, futures a bit higher. That's Your Money Now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
About 6:27. Good morning. Here's the weather brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. It'll still be cloudy today. Just a slight chance of showers, maybe at 10%. We'll make about 80 for a high temperature today. Down to 63 tonight. Then sunshine returns for the balance of the week. We'll have north winds at least through Thursday. That'll help kind of moderate the temps. It'll be probably no higher than about 85 or so, but cools down at night. Thursday night, about 58, and the same thing for Thursday night and Friday night, so that'll be nice. Right now, winds out of the north at 6, 93% relative humidity. There are a few clouds out there, and we're looking at 67 degrees.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 1st, learn about pruning trees and shrubs. We'll teach you about the benefits and reasons for pruning, equipment needed, correct methods and locations of cuts, and much more this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
What percentage of airline accidents would you guess have no fatalities? You'd be surprised at the answer. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When you fly, you worry, at least for a moment, about airline safety, because if the plane has an accident, that's it, right?
The big misperception is that if you're in an airplane accident, you're going to die. 95% of aviation accidents do not have fatalities.
Christine Negroni, author of the book, The Crash Detectives.
Because if you're in an airplane and they have to land, you know, with the nose gear up, and, you know, and you scrape your way across the runway, that's an accident. There are many more accidents that we don't hear of.
It used to be that airline pilots typically came out of the military, but not so much anymore.
I spent a week in flight training school with Lufthansa. They train their pilots in Arizona, and most of those students had never been on an airplane before they started training as airline pilots. At Lufthansa, they told me that it's harder to find a pilot-type personality. You can teach, once you find that personality, you can teach them to fly.
Airplanes today have become so sophisticated that they, in a sense, fly themselves, which is not always a good thing.
We have seen cases in which the pilots lulled into complacency because the airplane is flying itself. They have neglected to stay on top of the flight and flown beyond their airport.
Visit our new website and enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 65 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight is the first of up to three special College Station school board meetings attempting to reach a decision on new campus boundaries.
Before the board delayed action last week, Superintendent Clark Gilley brought up CSISD's diverse student population.
When you drive around College Station, you may think that everyone in College Station is white and drives a four-wheel drive vehicle, but that is not the case. College Station ISD.
One parent who ran out of time when speaking to the board took issue with Gilley's statement.
I have lived in this town, and the comment that was made about everybody perceives that you're white and you drive. No, that's not the perception of this community. I disagree with that statement.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Ely says out of 13,200 students, 45% are not white. Over 2,200 have at least one physical or intellectual disability, and they speak 62 languages. According to the agenda, the board could finalize new boundaries and or grandfathering policies regarding 5th through 12th grade campuses at tonight's meeting, which starts at 6. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The numbers are in, and no secret here, College Station is still growing. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says population numbers are up, but residential platting is not as high as it was 2 years ago.
It was up 16%. This year it's up 9%, so that's still pretty significant growth. We've had 505 houses platted, and we still have 3 months to go.
Berry says the city's population is just over 108,000, which is 4,300 residents than a year ago more, and 24,000 more than 10 years ago. Groundbreaking has taken place on the $70 million research training and educational building at the Texas A&M Systems Rellis Center. Vice Chancellor and Dean of A&M's Engineering College at Catherine Banks listed many issues that will be tackled at the new Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
As you know, our roads, our highways, bridges, many of our transit systems are aging at a rate that we could not replace. The stability of our pipeline systems for energy, water, and wastewater is uncertain. Efforts to address these challenges with currently outdated materials and technology that is outdated as well are costing taxpayers billions of dollars while only temporarily addressing the problems.
The center is the first of 9 new buildings as part of the $300 million conversion of the former Riverside campus. If you have a dead post oak tree on your property, chances are you're not alone.
So many phone calls, emails, and then here in the diagnostic lab, we've received well over 100 samples this summer.
Sheila McBride from the Texas Plant Diagnostic Lab says heavy rains this spring and summer are to blame for the widespread post oak decline.
The pathogens like the rain, and especially Phytophthora root rot. It's one of the things that is its specific is that it likes water. So it has come in on an already stressed out tree, and you know there are even insects out there that can also start to attack the tree under these conditions.
McBride does encourage you to wait until next spring before cutting down what you think is a dead post oak, since trees will naturally start losing their leaves during the fall season. More information and a fact sheet about the post oak decline will be online at plantclinic.tamu.edu. The owners of 15 vehicles in a West Bryan neighborhood started their day yesterday dealing with damage from spray painting. Police report all the vehicles were in an area west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and south of Villa Maria, and the owner of one of the vehicles reported losing a firearm. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police. Two convenience store armed robberies took place in Bryan in a 16-hour period. Sunday night at 10, two skinny black men, one with a gun, entered Sammy's Food Mart at 29th and Barrick across from Bryan High School. In addition to taking an undisclosed amount of money, the suspects are accused of assaulting the clerk, who was treated at the scene for minor injuries. And yesterday afternoon at 2, one black man with an undisclosed weapon went into the Ready to Go store on South College south of Coulter and left with an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. Bryan police made two arrests following separate crashes on Sunday. One was before sunrise, where three mailboxes and a water meter were hit on Tabor Road north of Highway 21. A witness assisted officers in finding a suspect walking on Old Hearn Road. That led to the arrest of 26-year-old Jordan Alvarado of Bryan for his second DWI. According to the arrest report, Alvarado says he let someone named Juan drive his vehicle because he had too much to drink. But after the crash, Juan tossed him the keys and took off. Sunday afternoon, police went to the area of Tatum and Graham Streets between 28th and Highway 21, where two parked cars and a pickup were struck. A witness told police the suspect's car landed in a ditch, and the driver got out and gave the witness her keys, then she ran into her house. 32-year-old Jeanette Carrion Ramos was arrested for leaving the scene, not having insurance, and not having a driver's license. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 65 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Are you a business owner on your way to work today? Always looking for a way to make your business more efficient, fix some expenses that you may not be able to, and increase the capability for your customers and maybe for your employees as well. You can do all of that with one phone call to Suddenlink. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. You can join the more than 100,000 businesses that depend on Suddenlink to give them their phone service, to give them their high-speed cable and internet, and also, for instance, music in the background in waiting rooms or television channels that are available. All of that can be yours. All those solutions can be yours and custom-made for your business. And all it takes is one phone call to Suddenlink. Now, for instance, when it comes to telephones, get to keep your equipment, get to keep your phone number, and you can expand that network as you need to. But day in and day out, you're going to depend on your internet connection for the efficiency of your business. And right now, you can get 75 meg download, 10 meg upload for $124.95 a month. Make the phone call. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413 or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home
as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time, the absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs, towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 585-09, 55425, MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit, TTNL Extra, expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 641. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy sky conditions for today. There could be a few widely scattered showers around us as well. Temperatures near 80 degrees during this afternoon. It'll generally become partly cloudy during tonight. Low temperatures 62 to 66. Then basically fair and warm weather into midweek. Sunshine and scattered clouds on Wednesday, 84 to 88. 60s at night. Mostly sunny and 84 to 88 on Thursday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, it was the first fall practice for Texas A&M baseball yesterday. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress. In the MLB, the Astros lost another one to Seattle while the Rangers were taken down by the Brewers. And I'll update you on injuries for the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, it was abundantly clear to me in the debate last night, I'm sure is the first thing that you guys noticed, too, the fact that Hillary was wearing red, which is a traditional Republican color.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And blue is the traditional color for the Democrats, and that's what Trump was wearing.
Yep. Yeah.
I was confused immediately.
I think that
were
might be part
though?
Of their
yeah,
I think that might be part of their game.
Is
you
that
know?
It? Is that it? She looked like a stick of
big red gum.
That's it, exactly. Maybe a pack of big red gum. Yeah.
Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there. Anyway, I don't know. I just, you know, I fell asleep, to be honest with you.
I watched half of it, maybe. Yeah. But I was playing Candy Crush at the same time.
Okay,
so
well, that's, you know.
I couldn't do it.
I wasn't fully engaged.
Yeah. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
See?
I just knew what I was getting myself into, and I decided not to
that's
go
right.
ahead and
so,
get into
so,
that.
So all three of us had a homework assignment and failed.
Right. That's, you know, yeah, basically.
We were probably
the one thing I was
this.
Supposed to do for
yeah.
the show.
Hey, you yeah, know, right. at least I admitted it yesterday, though. I told you I wasn't going to do it. That's
yeah, that's yeah, that helps. You let us know ahead of time you're going to be
it just hurts.
Sloughing it off. Yeah, I know.
It hurts.
Well, Bob Schieffer said, I don't think Donald Trump lost any votes tonight. I'm not sure Hillary gained any votes tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably right.
It was entertaining to watch them just run over Lester Holt.
Well, and, you know, he was very, I think he was pretty, a couple of times I said.
At the beginning. When yep.
A couple of times I said, shut him up. You've got to
you
shut him up.
To.
I mean,
you have to.
I haven't done any presidential forums, but I've done a forum or two, and at mm-hmm. some point, if they've run over their time, it has to be over.
Yeah, that's what rules are for.
Yeah. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't need to endear his job is not to endear himself to these candidates. His job is to
right.
run it by the rules.
And, you know, and she did the same a couple of times.
Sure.
It was both of them. And of course, they're going to try to get the last word in, but as a moderator, that's your job.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know. I guess I probably wasn't surprised. She's been in politics a long, long
mm-hmm.
time. He's been in business a long, long time, and they look at the system differently. And he believes that he can come up with real common sense solutions, which is not part of the political world. Mm-hmm. Common sense seldom is. But she comes from this institutional world where they believe they have to talk problems to death and then decide to take the statesmanlike higher road or finally roll up their sleeves and get down in the sludge if they have to. But she wants people to believe that government can lift them up. And I think Donald Trump says, look, you've got great opportunities here, and I'm going to make them better for you. I mean, I'm guessing if I could boil it down to one sentence, that's the difference in the two.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The thing is, the three of us have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us have stable life. We know where our next meal's coming from. We know where our next paycheck is coming from. And we're not people who are dependent on the government doing things for us because we can't do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I mean, it's fair to say that we have a slanted view when it comes to that. So they may perceive these candidates completely differently
yeah.
than we do. And
I would say definitely. I mean, they have to because that's what, you know, these people are running for the highest position in government office. So
yeah.
if the government is what's, you know, kind of keeping them afloat, then it's pretty important to them. But should that be how it is the question.
Well, what Trump has got to learn is that she's right now she's putting the bait out there and he's taking it every time.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I noticed, you know, in the little bit that I watched is she was controlling that part of the debate in the sense of getting him to just, I mean, he was steaming, you
yep.
could tell, and she was totally just pushing the right buttons
yep.
and he was reacting to it.
And somebody has to, and I don't know who it is, but somebody has to tell him, stop that.
You've got to calm down. Yeah. yeah.
The little
yeah.
breadcrumbs are going to lead him into a corner. Then he's mm-hmm. got himself there and he can't get out of it.
Right.
Yeah, I know he said last night she's been fighting, she's been helping ISIS, or she's been challenging ISIS her entire adult life. Well, no, ISIS didn't exist, you
right.
know,
yeah.
50 years ago. But nonetheless, that's the first one, and everybody's reminding you that that apparently Romney, I don't remember, but Romney apparently trounced Obama in the first debate, and we know how that election ended up. So we'll see. Anyway, they got a few more of those and a VP one, and
I think at the beginning of October.
Something like that.
Next
All right.
week, maybe.
Yeah. There we go. 647.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200. Or at dayhill.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 1st, learn about pruning trees and shrubs. We'll teach you about the benefits and reasons for pruning, equipment needed, correct methods and locations of cuts, and much more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Many of our gardening tasks are rather specific to the fall. Good gardeners know ahead of time that these things need to be done. I have some of the most pressing of the fall gardening tasks. I'll have them right after this important message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. If you're trying to keep ahead of the game with your fall gardening activities, look through your trees to see if any limbs are dead. If so, remove them now while you can easily distinguish them from the living limbs that still have foliage. Look closely at your lawn. If the grass seems to have stopped growing earlier than usual this year, and especially if it's a lighter shade of green, you want to make sure that grubworms are not involved. Pull on some of the affected areas. If the grass comes up very easily, runners and all, you need to suspect and check for grubworms. If you find more than 4 per square foot, you need to treat with an appropriate insecticide, followed by a thorough watering to penetrate to the grub zone. I will tell you that grubs are not the problem they used to be. You also need to be looking for brown patch in your St. Augustine. If that's what's turning it yellow, then that is a different story altogether. If the blades pull loose easily from the runners, in this case the runners remain attached to the soil, whereas with grubworms the runners come loose easily. If they remain attached, if the leaves are rotted at their bases where they attach to those runners, that's brown patch. If you get a handful of leaves when you pull on St. Augustine that's yellowed, then that's brown patch. You want to apply an appropriate fungicide. Talk to your independent retail garden center. You want to check roots of your flower and vegetable crops closely for signs of nematode damage as you remove them. They're the microscopic worms that sting the plant's roots and cause abnormal galls to develop. If you find them, plant Elbon Rye by mid-October. It entraps the nematodes within its root systems. By the time you plow it under in January or February, the nematodes, for the most part, are entrapped and dead. If you're a perennial gardener, you need to take time to clean your beds now. Prune off all the dead and dying stems and remove spent flower and seed heads. Dig and divide crowded plants. Set them into freshly prepared garden soil. Keep mowing your turf right up to frost. There's no truth to the theory that long grass is better protected from the ravages of wintertime. In fact, if you keep your grass too tall, it really weakens. Mow at the recommended height all through the season. You want to plant lots of color. Nurseries feature cool season annuals every fall. They're beginning to arrive. You want to wait until it turns just a little bit cooler to plant pansies. Pansies rank at the very top of all of our annual plant popularity charts, but there are others to consider as well. Pinks and snapdragons. Also ornamental poppies, English daisies, flowering cabbage, and kale. All great candidates. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about super results with fall plantings in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madison and Villain Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, in the aftermath of the Arkansas victory, some of the Aggie football players received some National Weekly honors. With your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Of course, Fighting Texas Aggie football picked up a big win on Saturday, pulling away late to defeat number 17 Arkansas 45-24 at Jerry World. Here's quarterback Trevor Knight after the victory.
You know, you saw right there at the beginning of the game, we had a turnover that gave them 7 points, and we kind of returned the favor there later on in the game. And so, again, just really excited about the way we continue to just press on forward. And that's kind of been our identity so far, and we're kind of becoming that team. You know, when we get hit in the mouth first, we don't, you know, let that get us down. We continue to come and be our own identity.
Knight had a big game, accounting for 383 total yards and 4 touchdowns. For his efforts, he was tabbed a Davey O'Brien Great 8 honoree. Meanwhile, teammate and junior safety Armani Watts contributed a team-high 8 tackles and forced and recovered a fumble, while he was named SEC Defensive Player of the Week. And running back Travion Williams, who ran for a career-high 153 yards and 2 touchdowns, picked up his second straight SEC Freshman of the Week award. So congratulations to the guys. Of course, the Maroon and White will be on the road this Saturday when they travel to South Carolina. Kickoff against the Gamecocks is set for 3 p.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in college football, senior guard Kent Perkins has been suspended for one game by Texas coach Charlie Strong following his arrest last week for allegedly driving while intoxicated. He'll miss the game at Oklahoma State on Saturday. Perkins, the most experienced offensive lineman on the team, was arrested early Friday and the team had the weekend off. Strong said Monday that he was upset by the arrest and that Perkins would receive, quote, counseling, community service, and punishment within the program. With Perkins out, next in line at right guard are sophomores Alex Anderson and Jake McMillan. Texas A&M baseball also had their first fall practice yesterday. Here's Coach Rob Childress on what he saw from some of the new faces.
Not only are they incredibly talented, they have worked extremely hard. They've kept their head down, their mouth shut, and have been great teammates and worked really hard. They understand the opportunity that's before them, and they certainly want to make the most of it, but the way they've gone about their business far outweighs their talent.
The Aggs will practice each Monday through Friday with scrimmages concluding each session on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Each practice will start at 2:15 with scrimmages beginning between 3 and 3:30 p.m. The first scrimmage of the fall is slated for tomorrow. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a high fly ball deep to right field. Down the line, stay fair. This one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Holy smokes, he did it. Second home run of the night for Robinson Cano.
Robinson Cano hit his second homer of the game with two outs in the 11th inning, lifting the Seattle Mariners over the Houston Astros 4-3 last night. Houston scored two runs in the ninth, but then Cano sent a slider from Luke Gregerson into the second deck in right field to win. Game two with the Mariners is tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile in Arlington,
VR gives this one a ride. Deep center field, Desmond is back. He's at the warning track. It's gone! Jonathan VR for the second time tonight. A three-run home run. His 18th of the season. And the Brewers lead it 8-3.
Jonathan VR had two home runs and a career-high five RBIs. And Matt Garza beat his former team as the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Texas Rangers 8-3 last night. The loss dropped American League West champion Texas one half game behind the Boston Red Sox in the race for the league's best record. The Rangers take on the Brewers in Arlington tonight at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Back out to Houston in the NFL for the Texans, left tackle Dwayne Brown returned to practice yesterday for the first time since January surgery to repair a torn quadricep, and Coach Bill O'Brien said he could play on Sunday against Tennessee. Brown was injured in Houston's regular season finale last season and hasn't played since. The Texans take on the Titans Sunday, October 2nd at 12 p.m. Pre-game's at 11:30, and you can catch that game on the Zone as well. And a person with knowledge of the injury says Dallas left guard Lael Collins will be placed on injury reserve with a possible return late in the season because of a right toe injury. Collins left late in the first half of Sunday night's 31-17 win over Chicago with a toe injury. The Cowboys face the 49ers Sunday, October 2nd at 3:25 p.m. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival every weekend beginning Saturday, October 8th through Sunday, November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2016 Trotter Lecture Thursday, September 29th at 7 p.m. in Rutter Theater on the Texas A&M University campus. The free lecture will feature two speakers, John Lennox, professor of mathematics at Oxford University and an emeritus fellow in mathematics and philosophy of science at Green Templeton College, and Timothy Spector, head of the Department of Genetic Epidemiology and Twin Research at King's College London and director of the Twins UK Registry. Lennox's talk, God, Science, and the Nature of Explanation, will argue the false of the widespread idea that holding a high view of science and belief in God are incompatible. Lennox will also suggest ways in which science and biblical theism may profitably interact. Spector's talk, What Twins Reveal About the Science of Faith, will draw from his two decades of research on identical twins to demonstrate that even real-life clones with the same upbringing turn out to be very different. Spector asserts that contrary to recent scientific teaching, nothing is completely hardwired or preordained. No tickets or RSVPs are required for this free lecture event. For more information, contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Do have a slight chance of showers out there today. We'll continue to have cloudy skies and a high temperature of about 80. Winds out of the north for the first 3-4 days of the week, which will be nice. Sunshine returns tomorrow. High temperature will be in the middle 80s. Lows each night either in the lower 60s to upper 50s. So good on that. 67 right now. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.